I won't diminish the subject. Give thanks in all things. Kind of a timely message for the season. And let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we need you to come and visit us with the visitation of your Spirit. Pour out your anointing upon this place this night. And God, we'll give you the praise for it. We'll give you the honor. For you are the great God El Shaddai. And God, for whenever, wherever, and however this message reaches the ears of those that need to receive it, not just in the service now, but on the airwaves and throughout the world as it goes forth. God, let your anointing do that which it is sent to do. And God, let us accomplish things in your name. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray and give you the praise. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. In all things, give thanks. The Bible tells us in Ephesians in the 5th chapter and in verse 20 of that 5th chapter, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we set a precedence with this scripture that God is asking us to give thanks. Here Paul, as he writes to the Ephesians, and he declares, giving thanks always for all things. Amen. Then in Galatians and in the 3rd chapter of Galatians and in verse 15 through 17, let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, all in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible tells us that we are to giving thanks. Amen. That we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Then we go to Psalms. You could not dwell on the subject of being thankful without going to Psalms. And we find in Psalms 100, we find an understanding there. Psalms 100, real small chapter. Let's look at the entirety of the chapter. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve ye the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good, and he has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. But you notice there it said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Then in Psalms 103, a very favorite section of scripture that I truly love. And Psalms in 103 has the first 5 verses we want to look at. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We've got so much to give thanks for. The songwriter pens the words that we're supposed to, or to thank him a little bit more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. We ought to praise him and glorify his name and give praise to him. God created man to have fellowship with. God created man that man might praise and glorify his name. And somebody said, well, what right does God have to require that? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns all the hills, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, all the silver, all the gold. The Bible said all the souls, he said, they're mine. So he has that privilege. He has that privilege that he can require of us, that we should praise him and we should give praise to him. In Philippians in the 4th chapter, looking there at 4 through 8, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your mind be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let thy requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, when you begin to think about where God brought you from, you begin to think about all the times that God could have just literally took you out, but he left you here. Think about all the times you traveled on the highway, all the close calls you had. Think about all the times that the enemy could have brought destruction to you, but God kept his hand on you. We don't have to think back very long, and we don't have to do very much thinking until we come to the place that we realize and we're thankful for all that God has done. He saved us by his grace. When we were out in sin, the Bible said in due time Christ, he died for us. Amen. Thank God that he saved us by his grace. Amen. Thank God he gives us life. Then I want to look in Psalms again, in Psalms 95. I want to find there in Psalms 95. I want to find these words starting in Psalms 95 in verse 1. I want to cover down through verse 8. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear my voice, here's what he declared, harden not your heart as in the days of provocation and as in the days of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, provoked me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. I read the rest of that chapter because it's so important. God here draws our attention, the psalmist draws our attention, that God had so plainly asked those people not to harden their heart against him. And he warns us that what they went through for 40 years is because they hardened their heart against God and because they become stiff-necked and proud against God. God is looking for men and women that's of a contrite spirit, broken, you know, and they're of a spirit that God can use and God could work with. It's like the clay wherein the potter molds the clay. It must be soft so that the potter can mold it into the vessel that where he wants. So if we can understand, God has put it before his people. And he's reminded us, don't be of those that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They was provoked by his wrath, and his wrath was upon them because they was not thankful. The Bible teaches us and shows us that these people were a mumbling people. They mumbled against God all the time. They grumbled. There they stood at the Red Sea, and they was grumbling then and telling Moses, you know, we've been all stayed in bondage in Egypt, then come out here and drowned in this Red Sea. Everything they went to do, they mumbled and they complained and they grumbled. They was not thankful. And you see where it took them, and you see what it cost them. And here the writer reminds us of that, that we don't fall in that same rut. Then in Psalms 26:7, that I may publish the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all the wondrous works. We are his servants. We are his ambassadors. We are upon the face of this earth to give glory to God. And if a Christian, if we don't give the praise to God, there's nobody else going to, because the sinner world is going to curse his name. They're going to curse his name from sun up to sundown. So we've got to publish aloud our voice of thanksgiving to let the world know that he is Lord and he is the King of Kings. And he is the great God, Jehovah. Then in Psalms 116, here we find in verse 17, I believe it is, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. He goes on to say, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Here he declares, sometimes this thing has to be a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes we don't feel like praising the Lord. Sometimes we don't feel like being thankful. But if we stop and count our blessings, and we stop and read the Word of God and listen to the things wherein that God is put in the Word for an example and an example so that we can know what God expects of us, and then we can be a people that can glorify and praise and magnify the Lord and lift up our voices to the Lord, amen, and give praise unto him. Then in Psalms 50, in verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. In other words, keep your word with him, amen. If you promise to serve him to the day you die, serve him to the day you die. Make that promise and keep it. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God said, that thou hast to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth. We need to understand that when God, when we are delighted, the Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We've got to understand, when we make our delight in the Lord, it's going to cause good things to happen. God's going to supply our needs. And also here is it explained how that when we're thankful that he is going to deliver us in the day of trouble, and he's going to give us deliverance, and amen, he's going to move in our life, and he's going to cause good things to happen to us. If all we do is grumble and complain, we're never going to get anything from the Lord. But if we are a people that are praising his name, we're a people that glorify him, we're a people of thanksgiving, and we delight ourselves, we'll see, as the word of God said in Job, we delight ourselves in the Almighty, and we decree a thing, and the Bible says we will see it established unto us. Then in 2 Corinthians in chapter 9 and verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And that gift is that of grace, that of mercy. We could not have saved ourselves. We could not have paid, not any price we could ever pay. For the Bible says, what if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul? What would he give in exchange? In other words, there's nothing in this world that can purchase eternal life. So it's that marvelous, it's that wonderful gift of grace and mercy that God has given us. Then in Romans, we need to give a little understanding to this. God's already shared with us through his word that how in the days of provocation and how in the wilderness they provoke God. There's in the world today, there's a lot of people that's provoking God. And that's the reason the land is getting in such a turmoil and so many things are going wrong and going on. Man, Jackie was talking for service. If one of the former presidents would have had enough God and backbone to went to the White House when he was asked to make a decree that marriage was between a man and a woman, if he'd have done that, we could have pushed it off down the road. I know someone else would have come along and eventually they would probably have brought it back in. But now we have all these states, state after state after state, is going and approving and accepting same-sex marriage. And we're going to see it go worse and worse and worse. And that will be to the demise, will be to the destruction of this country as we see it. The Bible says in Paul's writings in the first chapter of Romans and verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because vain, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. That's when they knew him. They wouldn't glorify him, and they would not give thanks, and they was not thankful to him. Then in Revelations, we're going to find when we in the portals of glory, we're going to see and we're going to hear, and this will be, the Bible said there'll be angels, there'll be an angelical host crying holy, holy unto his name. They will be praised continuously unto the Lord. And here we find a record of that in the Revelations in the 7th chapter in verse 12, saying, amen, blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Thanksgiving be unto our God. Then we go in the last five chapters of the book of Psalms, and we find those repeatedly it's said and declared in those last five books of Psalm. It says these words, and it concludes it again in every verse, starting there and all the way into verse 150, chapter 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Goes on and says in 149, praise the Lord God. sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise in the congregation of the saints. 148 started out and said, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for the heavens praise him in the heights. Amen. Praise him, and all angels praise, let him, all his hosts praise him. Sun and moon praise him, all the stars of the light. And it goes on back, and we go in 147, and we find it starts the same way. Praise ye the Lord. These chapters, these verses, are of continuous praise unto the Lord. And we are to lift up our praise and our thanksgiving. And not just one time a year, not just at the time we celebrate the occasion of Thanksgiving, but we're to be thankful 365 days out of the year. Jesus is still the reason for the season. And we think about Christmas time, and he's still the reason for the season. And we as Christians, not only do we give thanks and praise the Lord 365 days out of the year, but also on Christmas, we praise him and give thanks to the Christ child. And 365 days out of the year, we're thankful for that marvelous, unspeakable gift that he gave us. And for that reason, we give thanks. We give thanks. So the message is in this words, in all things, give thanks. The Bible tells us we're to be content in whatsoever state we're in. That don't mean Virginia or West Virginia or North Carolina. That means the condition. And I found if you, don't matter how rough it looks, don't matter how hard the battle is, if you can find something to give praise and give thanks, you'll climb your way right out of that valley, right out of that mess or whatever you find yourself in, if you'll just give up praise to the Lord and give thanksgiving to him and thank him for the things he's done and thank him for the things he's doing. I'm not only thanking for them for the things he's done already, I'm thanking the things he's going to do next week and next month and long as he tarries. I was thinking about it for the service. One by one, step by step, God will do what he promised. And I believe we will see a mighty move of God that'll break the yoke. Amen. I was watching a little video of Mike Payne. We're friends on Facebook. And Sandra Payne and Mike and his wife, and they put up, just every few weeks, they put up a cut out of their service. And they're powerful, because they sing and rejoice in the power of God. And I said, God, you do the same right here in our hometown. You do the same thing right here. You fill this place with a people that's praising the Lord, a people that's thankful to God, and a people that'll give thanks and give praise to God. And we, no matter what the number is, if we'll give thanks and give praise to God, God will give an increase in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the truth. We thank you, Lord, that you've reminded us to give praise to you. You've reminded us to be thankful and to give praise and thanksgiving to you all the days of our life. Now, God, we ask you, Lord, to take this word and accomplish what you would have it to do. Uplift hearts and lives and souls. And God will give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.